This is the first moment of the first day of the beginning of everything. Jesus lives. And because Jesus lives, we too can live and have new life. We can be free from all the things that have separated us from God. Jesus lives. And the world is entirely changed. Jesus lives, and we are reborn into His life, His death, and His resurrection. Let us pray. Gracious God, hear our prayers of thanksgiving and gratitude. We are filled with the miracle of today. Forgive us when we forget the mystery and the reality of your love and your presence in our lives and fail to acknowledge who you are. Help us to take up our lives and dedicate them to your service for all of God's people who are in need, the sick, the lonely, the hungry, and for all who live in unbelievable chaos and war throughout the world. Thank you for the gift of this church, this congregation, this Easter Sunday morning, filled with new dreams, new possibilities, and new life. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.
Mark 16, 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they could embalm him. Very early on Sunday morning, as the sun rose, they went to the tomb. They worried out loud to each other, "Who will roll back the stone from the tomb for us?" Then they looked up, saw it had been rolled back. It was a huge stone, and they walked right in. They saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed all in white. They were completely taken aback, astonished. He said, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, the one they nailed to the cross. He's been raised up. He's no longer here. You can see for yourselves that the place is empty now. Now, on your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You'll see him there exactly as he said." They got out as fast as they could, beside themselves, their heads swimming, stunned. They said nothing to anyone.
Let us read from the New Testament, from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. Peter fairly exploded with his good news. It's God's own truth. Nothing could be plainer. God plays no favorites. It makes no difference who you are or where you're from. If you want God and are ready to do as He says, the door is open. The message He sent to the children of Israel that through Jesus Christ, everything is being put together again. Well, He's doing it everywhere among everyone. You know the story of what happened in Judea. It began in Galilee after John preached a total life change. And then Jesus arrived from Nazareth, anointed by God with the Holy Spirit, ready for action. He went through the country, helping people and healing everyone who was beaten down by the devil. He was able to do all this because God was with him. And we saw it all. Everything he did in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, where they killed him, hung him from a cross. But in 3 days, God had him up, alive and out where he could be seen. Not everyone saw him. He wasn't put on public display. Witnesses had been carefully handpicked by God beforehand. Us, we were the ones there to eat and drink with him after he came back from the dead. He commissioned us to announce this in public, to bear solemn witness that he is in fact the one whom God destined as judge of the living and dead. But we're not alone in this. Our witness that he is the means to forgiveness of sins is backed up by the witness of all the prophets. Here ends our scripture reading. May it be that the message in our scripture will find resonance in our lives and stay stored in our hearts for time to come. When you entered the sanctuary this morning, did you also smell and sense the fragrance of the beautiful lilies? And like me, are you also enjoying their tender beauty around us? You know what? Traditionally, they are silent witnesses to the heart of our Christian faith. It is Easter again. No matter how diverse and often contradictory the different understandings of Christianity of the first Easter might be, we are all bound together by a common faith in Jesus Christ, our living Lord. Easter is a good time for Christians to witness, to think, or talk about death and life after death. All Christianity agrees on the eternal nature of the life and message of Jesus Christ. The mystery of life and death and life after death, however, remains a mystery to this day. Martin Luther, the Protestant church reformer, expressed our not knowing about the details of an afterlife with a particularly appropriate analogy. Martin Luther said, "We can know as much about life beyond death as an unborn baby traveling down the birth canal and about to be born can know about the world it is about to enter." Now, how much is that? Let's be honest. Nothing. Yet Luther's comparison affirms his belief that there is indeed something at the end of the journey. In the midst of this uncertainty, you and I can be confident of one thing. When we die, we do not die into nothingness, but we die into God. So the question is, what can we know about salvation? What does it mean in this life of ours? At the center of the biblical understanding of salvation comes first and above all a relationship with God in the presence, whose gifts are God's gifts to us, freedom, joy, peace and love, and whose fruits are compassion and justice. The ultimate goal of the Christian life is to have a true and steadfast relationship with God. And the invitation of the Christian message is to become aware of God's presence and to enter into a sincere relationship with God in which our healing and our wholeness can be discovered, can be found, can be held onto. It is a relationship that transforms us by healing the wound united with God. The Bible describes different incidents of how difficult it was then, and many in our time will tell you that it is still not easy to come to grips with the concept of a risen Christ. The Bible tells about a doubting Thomas who needed to see before he could actually believe. The Bible tells of the Emmaus walkers who only became aware of who Jesus really was while they were breaking bread. And that was exactly what Jesus predicted at the Last Supper. And while they were breaking bread, says the Bible, they discovered and they knew who Jesus really was. Gospel tells us of a weeping woman, Mary, by the graveside. And there she was. All her hope was gone. She felt the future was ruined. And then out of the quiet, she heard her name. And in the name she heard, behind it she recognized a voice that she knew so very, very well. Mary. That's all. Mary. And then reality broke through. Then she understood. Then she knew. Rabboni. Teacher. That was her response. Mary would never doubt again. But now it's 2012. I can tell you, 40 years ago, it was easier, in many senses, to be a minister. Times are changing. Circumstances are changing. The future is changing. And if we do not keep up with our times, this will be the last generation sitting in this sanctuary this morning. If we do not hear the challenge, if we do not understand our purpose for being, if we do not understand the message that we need to bring, then there will be no future. Not for this church, not for many others across the world. But it's Easter. Let's make it more personal if possible. Have you seen? I mean with your spiritual eyes. Have you seen, understood, accepted who the living Christ really is? Make it very personal. Have you ever had a Rabboni moment in your life? Was there an event along the way when suddenly you felt and you were so sure, I'm not alone, I'm surrounded, I'm bathed in the love of God, in God's presence? And in the silence maybe of midnight, you could hardly dare to say it. Rabboni. teacher, master. Was there a moment in your life that you discovered, that you understood and knew with all your heart, that religion isn't just talk? It isn't just stories made up by generations before us. Have you ever understood the voice of God calling deep into the secret depths of your lives? Rabboni, Jesus, my teacher. I asked Dave this morning to play for us, "Thine is the glory, resurrected one," based on experiences. I was just afraid I would not be able to speak after that. "Thine is the glory, resurrected one." If I could rededicate my life once again, as if for the first time, that would be the choice. Rabboni, you I follow, teacher. Have you remembered? Are you remembering Rabboni moments in your life? I'm asking because how vivid, how alive in my memory, how precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Oh yes, oh yes, I have seen my Lord. Oh love, that will not let me go. I rest my weary soul in thee. I again give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. In person, no, I've never seen the Lord. But in faith, I did again and again. Have you ever seen the Lord? Reach out. He's touching you right now. Amen.